How does a graduate of two famous Christian schools become an outspoken critic of Christianity? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. Alec, this is a sad story for Christians.
John, it's important for listeners to be familiar with author and college professor Dr. Bart Ehrman, a graduate of Moody Bible Institute and Wheaton College, since his writing is influential in the popular culture, challenging the foundation for Christian faith.
Now, many, many Moody and Wheaton graduates go on to serve as Christian leaders around the world. So, Alec, what happened here?
Ehrman went on to do a PhD at Princeton, and he lost faith in the reliability of the Bible. He also struggled with the problem of evil until he decided to walk away from belief in God. Now, we're going to look at both these issues. They're very important, but we need to start out with Bart Ehrman's greatest obstacle to the gospel, because it's not a lack of evidence, it's a problem of presuppositions.
Okay, presuppositions. You mean the beliefs we assume are true before we even look at the evidence to try to figure things out, right?
Exactly. For example, Ehrman automatically rejects any supernatural explanation for an historical event. That means it closes his mind to things like evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You could offer wonderful, weighty reasons to believe in the historicity of the resurrection, but Ehrman's presuppositions will always bring the investigation grinding to a halt. If you meet someone like this whose presuppositions get in the way of Christianity, encourage them to suspend their disbelief just enough to consider the evidence and then follow it wherever it leads. I'd encourage people to pray for Bart Ehrman this week and others like him, asking God to open their eyes to the truth and the one who is the truth, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a great word. Thank you, Alec. You can hear today's program again at reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.